Good afternoon, y'all. It's Abundance. Coming here just vibing. We got some music playing. I got Ra Moore. Say what's up, Ra.
Hey there.
We were sitting here talking about a Mimi that we seen, or a Mem. I'm going to add it to the actual podcast. The link will be so you can see the picture. The picture says, family will come out to bury you, but won't come across the street to come support you.
Yes, and this is why it's so important that you got to spend time with family, because them your people. They the ones who going to watch after you when they dead and gone, because death ain't the end, it's just the beginning. You know, so, you know, when they get old or get up there in age, you have to do things like give them some herbs to take just in case they may have cancer or whatever, diabetes, you know.
What about the younger? Like, because I'm thinking about, even when I think about family, for me, because I have a lot of cousins and things like that, but like, we link up because that's like your protection. So I try to always keep a good relationship with everybody. Like, I check in on everybody. I know people don't do that, but like, 1 year, it wasn't Christmas or nothing. I just sent everybody a message of how much I appreciated them and what I loved about them. And
that's right.
They said it was powerful, you know. I just do for people what I want them to do for me.
Yeah, so no matter what, love your family, love your mother, love your cousins, uncle, whoever. You know, Kevin Hart once said in one of his, comedies that, you know, if it wasn't for family, he wouldn't be who he would be right now. And look at him now. You know, this man just recently gave $600,000 to black people in Pennsylvania, his home state.
Yeah.
For college.
What about
money?
I have one concern though about the meme, because it says, once again, family will come miles to bury you, but won't come across the street to come support you. The thing about it is, it's hard for a person to support you when they don't support themselves. So that's when you're talking about the healing. We got to start loving ourselves enough. And sometimes you create another family, too. If your family never appreciates you and they only diminish you, your vibe attracts your tribe. So sometimes you may branch off and lose people. What about that? What you feel about that part?
Yeah, when you lose people, that shouldn't be when y'all come together, nor should
a family, or love them from a distance.
Yeah, or should family reunion be the reason people come together? Let's come together like
just
we
because,
all we got.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's what we do in my family, because we'll come together like on
me and my
Saturdays, and yeah, we'll all get together and just have some music playing and just chilling.
And the thing is, you know, you have to understand family in terms of metaphysics, just like yourself. Because we are all energy, and you know, energy doesn't die.
Nope. That is correct. Oh, by the way, y'all, we got Sabrina Claudio, her album About Time playing in the background. She sings like a bird.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Back to the point.
When you talk about energy, you can't kill energy. That's who we all are. It doesn't die.
But what you were saying earlier about the when you was giving me the scripture.
Well, one thing to talk about is thermodynamics, because it teaches you that.
Say that again. What did you say? Because I don't even know that word.
Thermodynamics.
Okay. Thermodynamics.
Yeah. It teaches you that energy is change, shapes and forms, which keeps moving from one body to another. Whether you're an animal, human, or a higher entity of the universal elements, you know, the sun, moon, and stars.
So basically, we are the star. We are the light. We are the sun.
We everything. When we talk about the sun,
that's what I be saying. See, I didn't have the word, the actual thermodynamics, but I knew that I am light.
Yeah, we are all things. See, the sun is the highest volume of itself, because we think that it's bright
and it's
but
black.
When you turn the volume of the sun down, you'll see that it's nothing but dark, melanated matter. And there's truth. You can't see it, hear it, or feel it. You can only be it. And the only way to be it is to balance yourself. How do you balance yourself? Well, on this realm, this earth that we call Mother Earth, you have to use numbers. Numbers isn't everything.
Even numbers, y'all.
The Holy Bible. You know, then you have to calculate your moves. Calculate who you trust.
Yeah.
Who you put in your circle, such as family, best friends, etc. Because one thing to understand, you got people right now mad because they over there whitewashing everything on the roads in Africa. But there are other realms among us beyond what we call truth. There's places more powerful than Kemet, Africa. More powerful than your DNA. You know, our DNA is important.
Yes, it is.
Where we come from.
That's your divinity. That's your divinity.
Yeah. That's your records.
Yep, that's all your recall, your thoughts. Yeah. To be able to think higher level thoughts and not be thinking of low ones.
That's right. So, you know, the same day, what if the same day that a person died would be their birthday and the next life? So, the day that he was born, maybe here in the present, could have been the day that it could have been in the past life. So now you have to take those numbers and investigate them on the physical scale.
Yeah. That's why I say when I do numbers, I try to break numbers down to the lowest form number. So if I have a number like 22, you know 22 is what?
Four.
And what we were saying about Beyonce and them number 444.
Which is
20 three. Was 12.
12.
Three.
Which represents the highest volume of yourself.
Yeah, it's like 369. That's the Mandela.
That's why you got the three crosses, the three pyramids. Three represents
Trinity.
The higher you. Yeah, Trinity, the higher you. That's why the Holy Bible is metaphysics.
Of course.
When it talks about...
And people don't be giving the Bible that much slack. Even people who become conscious, they be trying to slack up on it.
Well, here's the thing. It was taught to us literal. But when you awaken, you got to understand it from a metaphysical level.
Yes.
It's a book of codes.
It's science, a key. Like, yeah, it's a whole bunch of keys in there.
It got all that in there. The crows is a symbol of Buddha.
Just
like the swastika.
All what as symbols are all meanings of things anyway. We know that. We know that.
Symbols
so
have power.
Of course. Yeah. What you was telling me about all the other symbols?
You know, like the Christ symbol. The Dodge Christ symbol. It's just like the ancient Kemetic wing disc symbol in Kemet.
Yeah. So all these symbols that we're seeing, it when your DNA activates, it gets you a total recall that when you see those symbols, it activates something in you.
I'm telling you. When you look at it, it's just like the symbols in Africa.
Yeah. That's why we're telling you to... We giving you the keys, but you got to research it yourself.
Just like the Mercedes-Benz symbol. That's the ancient triquetra. It was used by a certain, European Catholics or something like that.
Yeah.
They claimed that they came up with that.
You know? Yeah. But y'all...
just like you got the deities, they all come from us.
Of course. You have to literally, with Christianity, and they say, like, Christ, and it's like you becoming, like, what would Jesus do? Like, you becoming that energy, but that's why I don't, like, base people on just religion, because if you're embodying what Jesus really taught,
of treat people the way you're supposed to be treated, love all, that's don't right. be angered, then you good. Like, you right. can't, but even if you do somebody like Ashun or any other deity, you going by the highest form yes. of them, of godly energy.
And that becomes the highest form of you.
Yes. It's like Jesus. You channel that.
Right. And that's what it's all about. But the subject was, again, you know, family will come miles to bury you, but won't even cross a street to come support you. So make sure that the family is important. All right?
So y'all,
I'm about to go.
We coming to you live. Yeah. And thanks, Ra, you know, yeah. for coming checking us out. The energy is so high right now, y'all. It got me a little shaky. But we trying to come drop the knowledge. We trying to get y'all the tools. Ra is 27 years old. You see how much information he got. That man is powerful. But until next time, y'all, I'm add the meme or the mem to it. I love you. Hey, y'all. It's 10:07. It is 3:45 p.m. And I was just sitting here. It came to me about names again. Yeah. The name that came up was Karma. My nephew has a baby on his way. I think he has a baby on his way. And I think they're going to name the baby Karma. And at first I was like, y'all gonna name the baby Karma? Karma gonna come. Karma be, Karma ain't no joke. Karma? And I was thinking, and then I said, why am I thinking it as a negative thing? Like, Karma ain't gotta be bad. Why Karma gotta be bad? Like, why would you even think that your karma is good? So when people are like, you know, that karma, only way karma is going to get you in a way that is in a negative light is if you're doing something you ain't got no business doing. Karma is good when you are good to karma. When you are good to karma, karma come back, and I'm talking about you meeting people helping you. You don't have any money and somebody giving you money and that is coming from love. It's not coming from making you feel guilty or sad. And abundance is just coming. Checks are coming in the mail. Check, check, check. 777. Jackpot, jackpot, jackpot. Win, win, win. Do your karma correctly. Treat karma right. What are you doing? How do you feel when you do it? If I take from somebody, it makes me feel bad. I think about it. Dang. And if the only thing that you got after you take from somebody is you, that's the worst kind. It ain't like somebody who's stealing for their family to eat. You know, that's they thinking about their kids. They think about the health of their kids. That's kind of, the energy is kind of not, it's negative, but they feel like they got a why and a reason. Even though it's not justified, because karma still come around. I think it's a measurement on it. But when you're doing it for just yourself, for greed, for scamming, for material, that is ridiculous. That karma is going to be ridiculous. Be mindful, you guys. You got to think. How does it make you feel? That shit should make, it makes you feel bad. Well, that's how it make me feel. I don't know how it make y'all feel. I try to be hospitality to the max. I take hospitality to the max. I take customer service to the max. When I'm doing my organizing things like that, I be wanting to keep them. I got them in my car. I'm like, I don't never want you to let you go. I'm making up songs to them. I love them. And I'm selling them. I'm giving them away. The small one is a 50 and the big one is $100. $100 may seem like a lot, but baby, $100 ain't a lot. I got resin in there. I got crystals. I got copper. I got my time. I'm letting it dry out. One layer. Putting down resin. Mixing it up. Gotta get a mask. Make sure you got a filter in your mask. Throwing crystals. That ain't nothing. And afterwards, I'm looking at it like, oh. One of the nights, I ran out of copper at 2 o'clock in the morning. I was like, I gotta finish these tonight. I went to Walmart, so that's gas. That's time. I'm out here in the dark at Walmart, but I'm protected, though. I'm telling you, I wear enough crystals to be a crystal lake. Like, I love crystals. Crystal water. I am a crystal. My heart is a gem. So, y'all just be very mindful of that. Because everything you're doing and what you're feeling is bringing that back to you. So, limit the time that you're upset. Limit the time that you feel guilty. Limit the time, like, feel good as much as you can. But I ain't going to go into too many subjects. I love you.
Good afternoon, y'all. It's Abundance. Coming here just vibing. We got some music playing. I got Ra Moore. Say what's up, Ra.
Hey there.
We were sitting here talking about a Mimi that we seen, or a Mem. I'm going to add it to the actual podcast. The link will be so you can see the picture. The picture says, family will come out to bury you, but won't come across a street to come support you.
Yes, and this is why it's so important that you got to spend time with family. Because them your people. They the ones who going to watch after you when they dead and gone, because death ain't the end, it's just the beginning, you know, so, you know, when they get old, or get up there in age, you have to do things like, give them some herbs to take, just in case they may have cancer or whatever, diabetes, you know.
What about the younger, like, because I'm thinking about, even when I think about family, for me, because I have a lot of cousins and things like that, but like, we link up. Because that's like your protection. So I try to always keep a good relationship with everybody. Like, I check in on everybody. I know people don't do that, but like, 1 year, it wasn't Christmas or nothing. I just sent everybody a message of how much I appreciated them and what I loved about them. And
that's right.
They said it was powerful, you know. I just do for people what I want them to do for me.
Yeah, so no matter what, love your family, love your mother, love your cousins, uncle, whoever. You know, Kevin Hart once said in one of his, comedies that, you know, if it wasn't for family, he wouldn't be who he would be right now. And look at him now. You know, this man just recently gave $600,000 to black people in Pennsylvania, his home state.
Yeah.
For college.
What about
money?
I have one concern though about the Mimi, because it says, once again, family will come miles to bury you, but won't come across the street to come support you. The thing about it is, it's hard for a person to support you when they don't support themselves. So that's when you're talking about the healing. We got to start loving ourselves enough. And sometimes you create another family, too. If your family never appreciates you and they only diminish you, your vibe attracts your tribe. So sometimes you may branch off and lose people. What about that? What you feel about that part?
Yeah, when you lose people, that shouldn't be when y'all come together. Nor should
a family... Or love them from a distance.
Yeah, or should family reunion be the reason people come together? Let's come together like...
Just
we
because, yeah.
That's right.
That's what we do in my family, because we'll come together like on
me and my,
Saturdays, and yeah. We'll all get together and just have some music playing and yeah. Just chilling.
And the thing is, you know, you have to understand family in terms of metaphysics, just like yourself, because we are all energy, and you know, energy doesn't die.
Nope. That is correct. Oh, by the way, y'all, we got Sabrina Claudio, her album About Time playing in the background. She seemed like a bird.
Yeah, but here's the thing.
Back to the point.
When you talk about energy, you can't kill energy. That's who we all are. It doesn't die.
But what you were saying earlier about the, when you was giving me the scripture.
Well, one thing to talk about is thermodynamics. Because it teaches you that.
Say that again. What did you say? Because I don't even know that word.
Thermodynamics.
Okay. Thermodynamics.
Yeah. It teaches you that energy is changed, shapes and forms, which keeps moving from one body to another, whether you're an animal, human, or a higher entity of the universal elements. You know, the sun, moon, and stars.
So basically, we are the star. We are the light. We are the sun.
We everything. When we talk about the sun.
That's what I be saying. See, I didn't have the word, the actual thermodynamics, but I knew that I am light.
Yeah, we are all things. See, the sun is the highest volume of itself because we think that it's bright.
And it's but black.
When you turn the volume of the sun down, you'll see that it's nothing but dark, melanated matter. And there's truth. You can't see it, hear it, or feel it. You can only be it. And the only way to be it is to balance yourself. How do you balance yourself? Well, on this realm, this earth that we call Mother Earth, you have to use numbers. Numbers isn't everything.
Even do numbers, y'all.
The Holy Bible. You know, then you have to calculate your moves, calculate who you trust, who you put in your circle, such as family, best friends, etc. Because one thing to understand, you got people right now mad because they over there whitewashing everything on the walls in Africa. But there are other realms among us, beyond what we call true, there's places more powerful than Kemet, Africa, more powerful than your DNA. You know, our DNA is important.
Yes, it is.
Where we come from.
That's your divinity. That's your divinity.
Yeah. That's your records.
Yep, that's all your recall, your thoughts. Yeah. To be able to think higher level thoughts and not be thinking of low ones.
That's right. So, you know, the same day, what if the same day that a person died would be their birthday and the next life? So, the day that he was born, maybe it's here in the present, could have been the day that it could have died in the past life. So now you have to take those numbers and investigate them on the physical scale.
Yeah. That's why I say when I do numbers, I try to break numbers down to the lowest form number. So if I have a number like 22, you know 22 is what?
Four.
And what we were saying about Beyonce and them number 444.
Which is
20 was 12.
12.
Three. And 3.
Which represents the highest volume of yourself.
Yeah, it's like 369. That's the Mandela.
That's why you got the three crosses, the three pyramids. Three represents
Trinity.
The higher you. Yeah, Trinity, the higher you. That's why the Holy Bible is metaphysics.
Of course.
When it talks about...
And people don't be giving the Bible that much slack. Even people who become conscious, they be trying to slack up on it. And
well, here's the thing. It was taught to us literal, but when you awaken... You got to understand it from a metaphysical level.
Yes.
It's a book of codes.
It's science, a key. Like, it's a whole bunch of keys in there.
It got all that in there. The cross is a symbol of voodoo.
Just
like the swastika.
Symbols are all meanings of things anyway. We know that. We know that.
Symbols have power.
Of course. Yeah. What you was telling me about all the other symbols?
You know, like the Christ symbol. The Dodge Christ symbol. It's just like the ancient Kemetic wing disc symbol in Kemet.
Yeah. So all these symbols that we're seeing, it when your DNA activates, it gets you a total recall that when you see those symbols, it activates something in you.
I'm telling you. When you look at it, it's just like the symbols in Africa.
Yeah. That's why we're telling you to... We're giving you the keys, but you got to research it yourself.
Just like the Mercedes-Benz symbol. That's the ancient triquetra. It was used by a certain, European Catholics or something like that.
Yeah.
They claimed that they came up with that.
You know? Yeah. But y'all...
just like you got the deities, they all come from us.
Of course. You have to literally, with Christianity, and they say, like, Christ, and it's like you becoming, like, what would Jesus do? Like, you becoming that energy, but that's why I don't, like, base people on just religion, because if you're embodying what Jesus really taught, of treat people the way you're supposed to be treated, love all, don't be angered, then you good. Like, you can't, but even if you do somebody like Ashun or any other deity, you going by the highest form of them, of godly energy.
And that becomes the highest form of you.
Yes. It's like you channel that.
Right. And that's what it's all about. But the subject was, again, you know, family will come miles to bury you, but won't even cross a street to come support you. So make sure that the family is important.
So y'all,
I'm about to go.
We coming to you live. Yeah. And thanks, Ra, for coming checking us out. The energy is so high right now, y'all. It got me a little shaky. But we trying to come drop the knowledge. We trying to get y'all the tools. Ra is 27 years old. You see how much information he got. That man is powerful. But until next time, y'all, I'm add the Mimi or the Mem to it. I love you. Good evening, everybody. It's Abundance. It is 7:56, 5:67. Y'all know I do numbers. I just was sitting here relaxing. I'm in a kind of like loving mood. Got that Jill Scott Show Me on repeat. And I was just, you know, kind of wanted to get in this relationship stuff. Because it's just been coming up with a lot of people. You know, a lot of us have been struggling with relationship issues and whatnot and what to do. And then this song popped in my head, like, the Who Is Jill Scott album is off the chain. Love it. Like, love it. It's like one of her best albums to me. I always like my artist's first album because it's like, that's when that grind is there. They hungry. When you hungry, you know, you got that fire. It's, you know, sometimes it's hard to keep that same energy. Is that like desperation, like that, you know, that creative fire. But back on the subject, so this show is going to be called Show Me. You know, how do you know, like, when it's right? Like, how do you know when to communicate? Y'all just vibe with me. I'm relaxing. I'm soaking my feet just because I always be like, feet lead the way. So if you hear water in the background, it's these feet. But yeah, like I was saying, with the and with a relationship, you know, you gonna have your expectations, y'all's people, so y'all gonna go through life and, you know, your wants gonna change, your needs gonna change. You wanna always make sure that you are like checking in with each other. That's like staying in line, like making sure everybody's needs is met, everybody feel full, they feel whole for themselves, that they loving themselves as also loving you. Like, as soon as there's an issue, if you feel discomfort, you should address it.
you know, you address it with your partner and, you know, let them know, you know, I don't like the way that make me feel. Be vulnerable. You know, a lot of women be on some, whatever, that, you know, whatever, I don't care, I'm not going to show him. No, don't do that. You know, you got to let a person know, like, at least give them the opportunity to fix it. You know, you go to them and you be like on some, like, that made me feel fucked up when you said that. Like, that made me feel low. And you say it from the heart, like, unless they're a narcissist, like, they gonna feel you. You know, at least even if they gonna do it again, they, in that moment, it ain't coming from no anger or no attitude or nothing like that. So, once you tell them, then now you gotta watch for that action. I've told you, I don't like to repeat myself. So when in a relationship, if I tell you something, it's bothering me. You know, because I'm not a nagger. I let it slide because I'm like, you, I'm me. It is what it is. But when it gets to a point where it's bothering me, like it's nagging me, it's like, and it's something, an action that you're doing, like you saying something, you making little comments, or, you know, I could deal with, you know, somebody leaving their stuff on the floor, stuff. You know what I'm saying? I could kind of, I pick it up. It ain't that serious. I'm OCD, so it's going to be in order either way it go. But when it comes to, like, action, if I'm saying that you're not affectionate and I need extra love, you got to show me. Like Jill Scott in the background, baby, you got to show me. If a person is not showing you their by actions after you, like, they should show you. You go by, don't go by what I say. I tell all the time, I say, look, I don't go by what you say. I go by what you do. But at the same token, check yourself. Like, are you doing that? Are you just saying stuff? Are you just talking? Because I don't just talk. Like, I tell you, like, if in a relationship, if you can't love me like I love myself, I can't be with you. Like, I love myself. Is you serious? A man? Like, I love y'all men and all that, but I love me. So if you gonna mistreat me, because when I'm loving you like I love myself. I'm gonna get that back rub. Them feet hurt, and I don't even do feet. You my man, you good. What you need? Even when you get into your sex life and things like that, if it's a problem, let's talk about it. Can you want me to do it like this? Like, come show me. Teach me. Teach me how to love you so that I could be the best. You can't find nobody like me. Because I'm loving you like I love me. So why should I settle for less? So if your actions aren't in line with what you're doing, it's the action. It's that positive vibes. Like, I don't know. It's something about a man that does what he say that brings power. It's something extra just attractive about that. Because, you know, you see that so far in between. People be talking with no action. So now just watch, folks. So, woman, while you in these, you know, you dating, that's the purpose of dating, is to get to know somebody. Let them answer that phone and lie. Oh, I'm with such and such. And he with you. Flag on the plate. There's a flag on the play. I'm telling you, because he lying in front of you. Like, soon if somebody lie, I'd be like, why you lie? On spotlight. Like, why you lie? That was something simple you lied about. That means you will easily lie about something big. I'm looking at character. I'm looking at integrity. Yeah, looks and stuff is cool. You know, I want somebody handsome. You know, but I like that knowledge, baby. That action. The type of guy that when he walk, he know where he going. The type that's when he talking, he know what he's saying. And he doing it. He said, Mama, pick you up at 5 o'clock. He there early. He let me know he there. I like flowers. Flowers to the dough. I didn't have to ask. I like eating well. He eats well. Because he loving him. Therefore, he can love me. It's no competition. I could do what I like to do. He could do what he like to do. He can hang with his friends. I can hang with my friends. There's no jealousy. When we together, we together. It's all about us. It's all about love. It's all about affection. It's all about, how has the matrix been for you today, baby? Well, what can I do to make it better? Because we here together. If it ain't that, you can have it. I rock solo. And that's just what it is. So, y'all, like I said, I'm just chilling. Jill Scott, show me on repeat. Ladies, let them show you. Fellas, let her show you. Once you already say what you want and what you require, and you have a standard, and you won't go below that, you will know. Because the person that keep putting a flag on a play, they going below the line. You tell them, you giving them correction, you trying to say it positive, you're doing your affirmations, you did your mantras. I will get in alignment with this. No, sometimes if that person ain't ready, hey, you got a choice. Just don't complain about it. You choosing that. Think about what you thinking about. It's you. Balls in your court. What you gonna do, baby? I love y'all. So I hope y'all chill on tonight. Just vibing. Like, this is me all night, baby. I'm like in a loving mood. Like, where the boo at, baby? Tomorrow's Abundance Thursdays. I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm doing joy tonight. I'm saying how joyful my day has been, and tomorrow it will bring. That's what I'm doing. What y'all doing out there, though? But I love y'all. Y'all have a good night. I'm gonna let it end with the little Jill Scott. Good evening, everybody. It's Abundance. It is 7:56, 5:67. Y'all know I do numbers. I was just sitting here relaxing. I'm in a kind of like loving mood. Got that Jill Scott show me on repeat. And I was just, you know, kind of wanted to get in this relationship stuff, because it's just been coming up with a lot of people, you know. A lot of us have been struggling with relationship issues and whatnot and what to do. And then this song popped in my head. Like, the Who Is Jill Scott album is off the chain. Love it. Like, love it. It's like one of her best albums to me. I always like my artist's first album, because it's like, that's when that grind is there. They hungry. When you hungry, you know, you got that fire. It's, you know, sometimes it's hard to keep that same energy as that, like, desperation, like that. You know, that create a fire. But back on the subject. So this show is going to be called Show Me. You know, how do you know, like, when it's right? Like, how do you know when to communicate? Y'all just vibe with me. I'm relaxing. I'm soaking my feet, just because I always be like, feet lead the way. So if you hear water in the background, it's these feet. But yeah, like I was saying, with the and with a relationship, you know, you gonna have your expectations, y'all's people. So y'all gonna go through life, and you know, you gonna, your wants gonna change. Your needs gonna change. You wanna always make sure that you are like checking in with each other. That's like staying in line, like making sure everybody's needs is met, everybody feel full, they feel whole for themselves, that they loving themselves as also loving you. Like, as soon as there's an issue, if you feel discomfort, you should address it. You know, you address it with your partner and, you know, let them know, you know, I don't like the way that make me feel. Be vulnerable. You know, a lot of women be on some, whatever, that, you know, whatever, I don't care, I'm not going to show him. No, don't do that. You know, you got to let a person know, like, at least give them the opportunity to fix it. You know, you go to them and you be like on some, like, that made me feel fucked up when you said that. Like, that made me feel low. And you say it from the heart, like, unless they're a narcissist, like, they gonna feel you. You know, at least even if they gonna do it again, they, in that moment, it ain't coming from no anger or no attitude or nothing like that. So, once you tell them, then now you gotta watch for that action. I've told you, I don't like to repeat myself. So, when, in a relationship, if I tell you something, it's bothering me. You know, because I'm not a nagger. I let it slide because I'm like, you, I'm me. It is what it is. But when it gets to a point where it's bothering me, like it's nagging me, it's like, and it's something, an action that you're doing, like you saying something, you making little comments, or, you know, I could deal with, you know, somebody leaving their stuff on the floor. Stuff. You know what I'm saying? I could kind of, I pick it up. It ain't that serious. I'm OCD, so it's going to be in order either way it go. But when it comes to, like, action, if I'm saying that you're not affectionate and I need extra love, you got to show me. Like Jill Scott in the background, baby, you got to show me. If a person is not showing you their, by actions after you, like, they should show you. You go by, don't go by what I say. I tell all the time, I say, look, I don't go by what you say. I go by what you do. But at the same token, check yourself. Like, are you doing that? Are you just saying stuff? Are you just talking? Because I don't just talk. Like, I tell you, like, if in a relationship, if you can't love me like I love myself, I can't be with you. Like, I love myself. Is you serious? A man? Like, I love y'all men and all that, but I love me, so if you gonna mistreat me, because when I'm loving you like I love myself. I'm gonna get that back rub. Them feet hurt, and I don't even do feet. You my man, you good. What you need? Even when you get into your sex life and things like that, if it's a problem, let's talk about it. Can you want me to do it like this? Like, come show me. Teach me. Teach me how to love you so that I could be the best. You can't find nobody like me because I'm loving you like I love me. So why should I settle for less? So if your actions aren't in line with what you're doing, it's the action. It's that positive vibes. Like, I don't know. It's something about a man that does what he say that brings power. It's something extra just attractive about that. Because, you know, you see that so far in between. People be talking with no action. So now just watch for it. So, woman, while you in these, you know, you dating, that's the purpose of dating, is to get to know somebody. Let them answer that phone and lie. Oh, I'm with such and such. And he with you. Flag on the play. There's a flag on the play. I'm telling you, because he lying in front of you. Like, soon if somebody lie, I'd be like, why you lie? On spotlight, like, why you lie? That was something simple you lied about. That means you will easily lie about something big. I'm looking at character. I'm looking at integrity. Yeah, looks and stuff is cool. You know, I want somebody handsome. You know, but I like that knowledge, baby. That action. The type of guy that when he walk, he know where he going. The type that's when he talking, he know what he's saying. And he doing it. He said, I'm going to pick you up at 5 o'clock. He there early. He let me know he there. I like flowers. Flowers to the dough. I didn't have to ask. I like eating well. He eats well. Because he loving him. Therefore, he can love me. It's no competition. I can do what I like to do. He can do what he like to do. He can hang with his friends. I can hang with my friends. There's no jealousy. When we together, we together. It's all about us. It's all about love. It's all about affection. It's all about how has the matrix been for you today, baby? Well, what can I do to make it better? Because we here together. If it ain't that, you can have it. I rock solo. And that's just what it is. So, y'all, like I said, I'm just chilling. Jill Scott, show me on repeat. Ladies, let them show you. Fellas, let her show you. Once you already say what you want and what you require and you have a standard and you won't go below that, you will know. Because the person that keep putting a flag on the play, they going below the line. You tell them, you giving them correction, you trying to say it positive, you're doing your affirmations, you did your mantras. I will get in alignment with this. No, sometimes if that person ain't ready, hey, you got a choice. Just don't complain about it. You choosing that. Think about what you thinking about. It's you. Balls in your court. What you gonna do, baby? I love y'all. So I hope y'all chill on tonight. Just vibing, like, this is me all night, baby. I'm, like, in a loving mood. Like, where the boo at, baby? Tomorrow's Abundance Thursdays. I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm doing joy tonight. I'm saying how joyful my day has been. And tomorrow it will bring. That's what I'm doing. What y'all doing out there, though? But I love y'all. Y'all have a good night. I'm gonna let it end with the little Jill Scott. Good evening, everybody. It's Abundance. It is 7:56, 5:67. Y'all know I do numbers. I was just sitting here relaxing. I'm in a kind of like loving mood. Got that Jill Scott show me on repeat. And I was just, you know, kind of wanted to get in this relationship stuff. Because it's just been coming up with a lot of people. You know, a lot of us have been struggling with relationship issues and whatnot and what to do. And then this song popped in my head. Like, the Who Is Jill Scott album is off the chain. Love it. Like, love it. It's like one of her best albums to me. I always like my artist's first album because it's like that's when that grind is there. They hungry. When you hungry, you know, you got that fire. It's, you know, sometimes it's hard to keep that same energy as that, like, desperation, like that. You know, that creative fire. But back on the subject. So this show is going to be called Show Me. You know, how do you know, like, when it's right? Like, how do you know when to communicate? Y'all just vibe with me. I'm relaxing. I'm soaking my feet just because I always be like, feet lead the way. So if you hear water in the background, it's these feet. But yeah, like I was saying, with the and with a relationship, you know, you gonna have your expectations, y'all's people, so y'all gonna go through life and you know, you gonna, your wants gonna change. Your needs gonna change. You wanna always make sure that you are like checking in with each other. That's like staying in line, like making sure everybody's needs is met, everybody feel full, they feel whole for themselves, and they loving themselves as also loving you. Like, as soon as there's an issue, if you feel discomfort, you should address it. You know, you address it with your partner and, you know, let them know, you know, I don't like the way that make me feel. Be vulnerable. You know, a lot of women be on some, whatever, that, you know, whatever, I don't care, I'm not going to show him. No, don't do that. You know, you got to let a person know, like, at least give them the opportunity to fix it. You know, you go to them and you be like on some, like, that made me feel fucked up when you said that. Like, that made me feel low. And you say it from the heart, like, unless they're a narcissist, like, they gonna feel you. You know, at least even if they gonna do it again, they, in that moment, it ain't coming from no anger or no attitude or nothing like that. So, once you tell them, then now you gotta watch for that action. I've told you, I don't like to repeat myself. So, when, in a relationship, if I tell you something, it's bothering me. You know, because I'm not a nagger. I let it slide because I'm like, you, I'm me. It is what it is. But when it gets to a point where it's bothering me, like it's nagging me, it's like, and it's something, an action that you're doing, like you saying something, you making little comments, or, you know, I could deal with, you know, somebody leaving their stuff on the floor. Stuff. You know what I'm saying? I could kind of, I pick it up. It ain't that serious. I'm OCD, so it's going to be in order either way it go. But when it comes to, like, action, if I'm saying that you're not affectionate and I need extra love, you got to show me. Like Jill Scott is in the background, baby. You got to show me. If a person is not showing you their, by actions after you, like, they should show you. You go by, don't go by what I say. I tell all the time, I say, look, I don't go by what you say. I go by what you do. But at the same token, check yourself. Like, are you doing that? Are you just saying stuff? Are you just talking? Because I don't just talk. Like, I tell you, like, if in a relationship, if you can't love me like I love myself, I can't be with you. Like, I love myself. Is you serious? A man? Like, I love y'all men and all that, but I love me, so if you gonna mistreat me, because when I'm loving you like I love myself. I'm gonna give that back rub. Them feet hurt, and I don't even do feet. You my man, you good. What you need? Even when you get into your sex life and things like that, if it's a problem, let's talk about it. Can you want me to do it like this? Like, come show me. Teach me. Teach me how to love you so that I could be the best. You can't find nobody like me because I'm loving you like I love me. So why should I settle for less? So if your actions aren't in line with what you're doing, it's the action. It's that positive vibes. Like, I don't know. It's something about a man that does what he say that brings power. It's something extra just attractive about that. Because, you know, you see that so far in between. People be talking with no action. So now just watch for it. So, woman, while you in these, you know, you dating, that's the purpose of dating, is to get to know somebody. Let them answer that phone and lie. Oh, I'm with such and such. And he with you. Flag on the play. There's a flag on the play. I'm telling you, because he lying in front of you. Like, soon if somebody lie, I'd be like, why you lie? On spotlight, like, why you lie? That was something simple you lied about. That mean you will easily lie about something big. I'm looking at character. I'm looking at integrity. Yeah, looks and stuff is cool. You know, I want somebody handsome. You know, but I like that knowledge, baby. That action. The type of guy that when he walk, he know where he going. The type that's when he talking, he know what he's saying. And he doing it. He said, I'm going to pick you up at 5 o'clock. He there early. He let me know he there. I like flowers. Flowers to the dough. I didn't have to ask. I like eating well. He eats well. Because he loving him. Therefore, he can love me. It's no competition. I can do what I like to do. He can do what he like to do. He can hang with his friends. I can hang with my friends. There's no jealousy. When we together, we together. It's all about us. It's all about love. It's all about affection. It's all about how has the matrix been for you today, baby? Well, what can I do to make it better? Because we here together. If it ain't that, you can have it. I rock solo. And that's just what it is. So, y'all, like I said, I'm just chilling. Jill Scott, show me on repeat. Ladies, let them show you. Fellas, let her show you. Once you already say what you want and what you require and you have a standard and you won't go below that, you will know. Because the person that keep putting a flag on the play, they going below the line. You tell them, you giving them correction, you trying to say it positive, you're doing your affirmations, you did your mantras. I will get in alignment with this. No, sometimes if that person ain't ready, hey, you got a choice. Just don't complain about it. You choosing that. Think about what you're thinking about. It's you. Balls in your court. What you gonna do, baby? I love y'all. So I hope y'all chill on the night. Just vibing. Like, this is me all night, baby. I'm like in a loving mood. Like, where the boo at, baby? Tomorrow's Abundance Thursdays. I'm with it. I'm with it. I'm doing joy tonight. I'm saying how joyful my day has been. And tomorrow it will bring. That's what I'm doing. What y'all doing out there, though? But I love y'all. Y'all have a good night. I'm going to let it end with a little Jill Scott.